I'm Eileen Rivers, and you're listening to Punchlines, where we pick a theme and put together the best late-night jokes. Today's theme, another climate change warning. Apparently, it wasn't enough for scientists to tell us that climate change could melt the ice caps or drown the state of Florida. Now scientists have hit Americans where it really hurts, our sex lives. Jimmy Fallon and Stephen Colbert talk about unseasonably warm weather and a recent study that says that heat could be preventing us from wanting to snuggle up in today's Punchlines.
It's November, and I don't know what the weather is like in your neck of the woods, but here in New York City, it was 75 degrees today. And I can't... Nice. I cannot wait for them to put up the Rockefeller Christmas tree. It is going to look so festive right next to the Rockefeller wading pool. But turns out climate change might have a downside because a new study claims humans will have less sex on a warmer planet because, and this is a quote, hot weather leads to diminished coital frequency. Also leading to diminished coital frequency, the phrase coital frequency. Check my coital frequency.
Thank you, November heat wave, for giving turkeys a false sense of security.
We did it! We made it through winter! Hey, all right!
Now, on the face of it, it makes perfect sense. People in hot climates never have sex. Look at spring break. But you know, I mean, it's a little scary, but you know who this study makes me feel really bad for? The scientists who released it. This is how low they've had to sink to try to get our attention. Because you know they've tried everything else. They said, we'll have more heat waves, hurricanes, tornadoes. We said, great, the Weather Channel could use some zazz. They said rising temperatures would melt the glaciers and the ice caps. We said, oh, that's nice, Titanic will finally have its revenge. They said that rising sea levels would put parts of Florida underwater. We said, only parts. You see, Americans don't scare easily.
And to watch Punchlines online, visit opinion.usatoday.com. While you're there, vote for your favorite joke from today's show.